Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Resolution 2023-013, adopted March 8th by the Solana City Council, authorized the city manager to apply for a loan from the Alaska Clean Water Fund to finance Phase 2 of the Biosolids Dewatering Replacement Project. Ordinance 2023-008 appropriates an amount not to exceed $1.2 million in the Utility System Capital Improvements Fund for an anticipated Alaska Clean Water Fund loan from the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation for Phase 2 of the Biosolids Dewatering Replacement Project. City Manager Stephanie Queen explains the loan.
This is the dewatering project at our wastewater treatment plant. It's one of the last steps in the process, and we've got very antiquated equipment, a belt press that's at the end of its useful life. And we've been engaged for quite some time in the process of exploring alternatives to meet our needs for the utility moving forward. We have engaged with early phase of the project to do the design work, identify the right equipment and that will meet the specifications of our permitting needs moving forward. And we are also on the state's project list, eligible for funds. There's a very low interest loan fund through the state of Alaska that funds utility projects, has very favorable terms. The city has used this funding in the past for projects at our plant. And this ordinance would appropriate $1.2 million that we would expect to receive in the term of a low interest loan for the project to move forward. We'd be looking to move forward immediately in terms of acquiring the equipment that has a long lead time and finalizing some of the facility design. And I will just also note that this project and these costs were incorporated into our overall rate structure study. So it's anticipated that the current rate plan that's in place for the utility will be sufficient to meet the needs of this project and its debt obligation moving forward.
The loan will cover the engineering proposal for Phase 2 of the project and will cover the purchase of the equipment. This project has been added to the state's intended use plan and is eligible for SRF funding. The Rotary Clubs of Soldan and Kenai deployed a tripod device near the Soldana Bridge of the Kenai River to test an apparatus to measure the movement of ice at a designated distance on Monday, March 27th. The purpose of this test is to develop a game similar to the Nenana Ice Classic in Nenana. However, the Kenai River is very different from the Tanana River, which always freezes. If the test is successful this spring for the movement of ice contest, the Rotary Clubs will apply for a permit to have the Kenai River Ice Classic next year. Over 10 years ago, the Rotary Clubs received legislative approval for such a contest. The first test mounted a camera of the Soldana Bridge to measure breakup. Subsequent years, the Kenai River did not freeze and the contest did not move forward. The idea then came forward to get approval for a game to bet on whether or not the Kenai River would freeze or not. Legislative approval, sponsored by Senator Peter Machicki for the Kenai River Freeze-Up Classic, was passed last session, signed by the governor, and goes into effect this year, with tickets going on sale at the Kenai Peninsula Beer Festival in August. The placement of the test tripod was assisted by Central Emergency Services and their cold water rescue responders. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski joined Senators Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, and Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, introducing the bipartisan Rural America Health Corps Act. This legislation will incentivize more health professionals to serve and plant roots in rural communities. For the full details on the Rural America Healthcare Corps Act, you can visit the story at RadioKenai.com. You'll find links to the entire bill. Find more news of the Kenai and Alaska at RadioKenai.com. You can like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.